That attack by U.S. drones that the president says killed the Taliban leader happened in a remote area of Pakistan. Mullah Akhtar Mansour was believed riding with another man in a car, which was hit by a missile. Now, U.S. and Afghan officials are asking whether his death will be the beginning of the end of the insurgency or if the Taliban will mount ever more violent attacks. NPR's Tom Bowman reports from Afghanistan.
Mullah Mansour ran the Taliban for the past 3 years from his hideout in Pakistan. He had the upper hand, seizing territory, killing large numbers of Afghan troops, mounting suicide attacks in Kabul. Haroon Mir is an Afghan political analyst. He says Mullah Mansour's death can't be overstated.
And this certainly is a game changer because now their leadership, their command and control, is afraid that any of them could be the next target.
For years, the U.S. was fighting just the low-level Taliban in battles throughout the country. Mir says that was ineffective.
Killing the rank and file of Taliban and some of their field commanders in Afghanistan was never tilting the balance in favor of the U.S. and Afghan forces.
Whether the balance will now be tilted is uncertain. The Taliban will now meet to select a new leader. Mullah Mansour's deputy, Siraj Haqqani, is considered among the most brutal of the insurgent leaders.
I believe that in a short time, possibly Taliban will retaliate and revenge his killing.
That's Jaid Jawid Kohistani, an expert on the Taliban leadership. He says Mullah Mansour was not popular and there were divisions within the insurgency.
Most of the Taliban commanders were not happy with him and did not obey him, and they had to fight under his leadership.
Mullah Mansour opposed the peace process with the Afghan government, and Kohistani says more moderate forces could emerge, ready to lay down their arms and talk. Right now, that's more of a hope than anything else. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Kabul, Afghanistan.